as more details are emerging about the man who's thought to have organised last month's asylum seeker boat that sank off Christmas Island. Ali Hamid, who's an Australian citizen, was arrested late yesterday for immigration violations. Now, a police source has told the ABC he'd been spotted in 2009 with a group from the Middle East on a remote Indonesian island. Back then, he was questioned by police but later released. Federal Cabinet will sign off on its flood recovery package this morning. It's expected to include a levy to help pay for the reconstruction. Early Treasury estimates put the cost to the government at $5 billion. An increase to the Medicare levy is the most likely option to raise the money. Police in Adelaide are investigating three suspicious deaths. A man's body was found in a house at South Plympton early this morning. Two other men were injured and are recovering in hospital. Another man's body has been found at a house at Osborne in the city's north, and the body of a woman in her 80s has been found in the backyard of a house at Seacliff. Tunisia's new government is going after the former president. As police and protesters clashed for the fourth straight day, the government issued an international arrest warrant for Ben Ali and some members of his family. They're wanted for illegally acquiring assets as well as transferring money. The government hopes the warrants will be enough to quell further unrest. And Moscow has held a day of mourning for the victims of this week's suicide bombing.